Good evening. This is Akashwani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi conferred with the Order of Trinidad and Tobago, the Caribbean nation's highest civilian honor. Prime Minister to address joint session of Parliament in Trinidad and Tobago. Union Home Minister Amit Shah speaks to chief ministers of 5 rain-affected states, assures all possible assistance from the centre. IMD forecasts heavy to very heavy rainfall over Punjab, Haryana, Uttarakhand and West Uttar Pradesh for next 3 days. Russia launches largest air attack on Ukraine involving over 500 targets. And in cricket, a spirited fight back by Jamie Smith and Harry Brook lifts England innings in Birmingham Test against India. And now the news in detail. President Christine Carla Kangaloo of Trinidad and Tobago conferred the nation's highest national award, the Order of Trinidad and Tobago, on Prime Minister Narendra Modi this evening. After receiving the award, Prime Minister Modi said he is honoured to be conferred with the country's highest national award. He said he accepts it on behalf of the 140 crore Indians.
Sarvoccha Rashtriya Samman, the Order of the Republic of Trinidad and Tobago se sammanit karke jaane par main aapka aapki sarkar ka aur aapke logon ka hriday se bahut bahut aabhar vyakt karta hu. Ye samman hamare dono deshon ki shashwat aur gehan mitrata ka prateek hai. Main is samman ko 140 crore भारतवासियों की ओर से एक साझा गौरव के रूप में स्वीकार करता हूं. इस सम्मान का पहली बार किसी फॉरेन लीडर को दिए जाना हमारे विशेष संबंधों की गहराई को दर्शाता है. यह सम्मान हमारे साझा इतिहास और सांस्कृतिक धरोहर पर आधारित है. 180 साल पहले भारत से जो लोग यहाँ आए थे उन्होंने हमारी मित्रता की नींव रखी थी.
The Prime Minister also talked about the age-old relations between the two countries.
संत तिरुवल्लुवर ने कहा था, पढ़ई कुड़ी कुलमैचु नट परन आरु उड़ेयान अरसरुल एरु, यानी मजबूत देशों के पास 6 चीजें होनी चाहिए. एक वीर सेना, देशभक्त नागरिक, संसाधन, अच्छे जनप्रतिनिधि, मजबूत डिफेंस और ऐसे मित्र देश जो हमेशा साथ खड़े रहे. त्रिनिदाद और टोबेगो भारत के लिए वैसा ही मित्र देश हैं. हमारे संबंधों में क्रिकेट का रोमांच भी है और त्रिनिदाद पीपर का तड़का भी है. जब कैलिप्सो की धुन तबले की ताल से मिलती है तब हमारे संबंध और मधुर हो उठते हैं. दो संस्कृतियों के बीच गहरा सद्भाव हमारे संबंधों की बहुत बड़ी ताकत है.
The Prime Minister will hold talks with the President of Trinidad and Tobago in a short while from now at the President's House, Port of Spain. Both leaders will discuss further strengthening of the India-Trinidad and Tobago relationship. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will later address the joint session of Parliament of Trinidad and Tobago. The Prime Minister reached Trinidad and Tobago on the second leg of his five-nation visit early this morning. Let's go to our correspondent to know more about the visit.
Sakshi, the focus of the second.
Sakshi, what all is expected on the second day of the Prime Minister's visit before he boards for his third destination of the tour?
Anuja, the focus of the second day of the visit is on trade, economic cooperation and capacity building between the two nations. The bilateral talks between the President of Trinidad and Tobago, Christine Carla Kangaloo, and Prime Minister Narendra Modi was focused on trade, health, businesses, capacity building, etc. It is worth noting that Prime Minister was awarded the highest civilian award by the government of Trinidad and Tobago, which is the Order of the Republic of the Trinidad and Tobago. Our Prime Minister thanked the people as well as the government of Trinidad and Tobago for conferring that award to him. We have a series of MOUs which are lined up at the end of the day, end of the visit for the Prime Minister. These MOUs are supposed to be and expected to be focused on the capacity building, maritime security, health, digital transformation, renewable energy, etc. Anuja, a lot need to be seen how this visit ends before Prime Minister heads to the third destination of his five nation visit, that is Argentina.
Thank you, Sakshi, for that update. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will arrive in Buenos Aires later tonight after a successful visit to Trinidad and Tobago. The Prime Minister will be in Argentina on the invitation of President Javier Milei. In his departure statement before embarking on the ongoing five-nation tour that aims to strengthen India's engagements with the Global South, the Prime Minister called Argentina a key economic partner in Latin America and a close collaborator in the G20. Let's take you to our correspondent Manish Zole, who is covering the Prime Minister's Argentina visit. Manish, you are in Argentina for covering this visit. What are the expectations from this visit in Argentina?
Yes, Anusha, as much as in India, so is the visit being keenly watched in Argentina too. I had the opportunity to speak to some business leaders and think tank representatives here. On the economy front, it is felt that the two economies complement each other very well. Our expertise in technology can help Argentina. Their resources in terms of minerals, copper, etc., can help our green energy push. Our pharma industry can help Argentina lower their medicine prices. So the economically, it is considered a very complementary relationship. However, another interesting thing that I've got to know is in America, in the Latin Americas, there's kind of a strategic competition that's playing out. So mainly between countries like US and China. So if countries like Argentina, if they want to avoid getting trapped into such a competition, they can rely on some important partners like India. And that way, I think India becomes very, very relevant in this region. Anuja.
Right. Thank you, Manish, for that information. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today spoke with the chief ministers of Gujarat, Himachal Pradesh, Rajasthan, Uttarakhand and Chhattisgarh in the wake of heavy rainfall in different parts of the country. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said adequate numbers of NDRF teams have been deployed in the states for the people in need and more reinforcements can be sent as and when required. He assured the state chief ministers of all possible assistance from the central government. The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Punjab, Haryana, Uttarakhand and West Uttar Pradesh for the next 3 days. Talking to Akashwani News, IMD scientist Dr. R.K. Jainamani said the monsoon rain will increase over Western Himalayan region, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand from tomorrow. He said that the red alert has been issued for extremely heavy rainfall over Himachal Pradesh. He added that monsoon rain is also likely to increase over Delhi NCR region from tomorrow.
Monsoon activity in next 3 days because of the shifting of the main monsoon trough or convergence line towards the northern India. The monsoon rainfall will increase mainly over Western Himalayan region, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand from 5th onward till 7th. And we have issued a red color warning for 6th for the mainly Himachal and also orange color warning for other parts of Northwest India for 5th and 6th mainly.
Union Civil Aviation Minister Kinjarapu Ram Mohan Naidu said that civil aviation has become the fastest growing sector. He said that India has become the third largest domestic civil aviation network in the world. At the Regional Civil Aviation Conference held in Dehradun today, Naidu said that the aim of this initiative is to strengthen cooperation between the centre and the states and to encourage greater participation of industry in the aviation sector. In a major crackdown on illegal arms hoarders, a team of Manipur police and other security agencies conducted a massive search operation in the hill districts of Manipur from the midnight of 3rd July till early this morning and recovered 203 illegal arms. According to a press release issued this afternoon by the Office of DGP Manipur, acting on specific intelligence regarding presence of large cache of arms and ammunition, a joint team of Manipur Police, CAPFs and Army conducted the operation in the interior and suspected area of Tengnopal, Kangpokpi, Chandel and Churachandpur districts of the state. The government has announced that all tax benefits currently available under the National Pension System, NPS, will also be extended to the newly introduced Unified Pension Scheme, UPS. The Ministry of Finance, in a statement, said the inclusion of UPS under the tax framework marks another step forward in the government's effort to strengthen retirement security for central government employees through transparent, flexible and tax-efficient options. The National Consumer Helpline has successfully facilitated refund of over 7 crore rupees to consumers in the last 2 months. This significant redressal was achieved across 30 sectors, effectively addressing more than 15,000 consumer grievances related to refund claims. Notably, the e-commerce sector accounted for the highest volume of grievances, followed by the tourism sector. Other sectors witnessing grievances followed by refunds included general insurance, agency services, and airlines, among others. Russia has launched fresh massive aerial attacks on Ukraine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky today announced that Russia has launched one of the largest scale air attacks against Ukraine in recent times, involving 550 targets, including at least 330 Russian-Iranian Shahed drones and ballistic missiles. He claimed that Ukraine managed to shoot down 270 aerial targets, while another 208 drones were jammed by electronic warfare. Zelensky mentioned the Russian strike affected many cities, including the capital city of Kiev. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has arrested a key accused in connection with the killing of Karnataka BJP Yuva Morcha member Praveen Netaru. As per the NIA, the arrested accused has been identified as Abdul Rahman and was taken into custody by the team at the Kannur International Airport on his arrival from Qatar. The accused had been absconding for the last 2 years. The agency stated that a total of 4 accused, including Abdul Rahman and 2 other absconders, were charge-sheeted by NIA in this case in April this year. NIA had also declared a reward of 4 lakh for any information related to Abdul Rahman. Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has said that the government will start accepting Hajj applications for 2026 within a week. Talking to reporters after Hajj review meeting in New Delhi today, Mr. Rijiju requested all the applicants to fill up the form and apply it within the time frame. He has directed the Hajj Committee of India to deposit the payment to the Saudi Arabian government before the deadline. Mr. Rijiju added that a companion is mandatory to look after the pilgrims above 65 years of age. The annual 38-day Sri Amarnath Yatra that commenced yesterday is going on smoothly from twin routes of Pahalgam in South Kashmir's Anantnag district and Balthal in Central Kashmir's Ganderbal district. Over 10,700 Yatris were allowed towards Holy Cave Shrine from both the routes today morning towards Pahalgam and Balthal base camps in Kashmir region. On to sports. In cricket, England were 392 for 6 in their first innings against India on day 3 of the second test of Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Edgbaston, Birmingham. The hosts now trail by 195 runs. Jamie Smith and Harry Brooke scored a century each, which helped in strengthening their innings. Earlier, India posted a mammoth 587 run total in the first innings. England currently leads the 5-match series 1-0, having secured a 5-wicket victory in the opening test at Headingley, Leeds. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi conferred with the Order of Trinidad and Tobago, the Caribbean nation's highest civilian honour. Prime Minister to address joint session of Parliament in Trinidad and Tobago. Union Home Minister Amit Shah speaks to chief ministers of 5 rain-affected states, assures all possible assistance from the centre. IMD forecasts heavy to very heavy rainfall over Punjab, Haryana, Uttarakhand and West Uttar Pradesh for next 3 days. Russia launches largest air attack on Ukraine involving over 500 targets. And in cricket, a spirited fight back by Jamie Smith and Harry Brook lifts England innings in Birmingham Test against India. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.